Welcome in. In this lesson, we're building a beginner-friendly, repeatable formula for a jungle or old-school DNB mid-bass in Ableton Live 12 using stock devices only. And because this is tied to the vocals side of drum and bass production, we're not just making a bass that sounds cool solo, we're making one that leaves space for an MC shout or a vocal sample without killing the groove. Here's the big idea you can reuse forever. Simple oscillator, then add harmonics, then filter and shape, then add controlled movement, then lock it in mono and mix it like an instrument. That's the formula, and we'll build it as a two-layer bass, which is super standard in DNB, one sub-track for weight and stability, and one mid-track for character and audibility on small speakers. Step 0. Quick session setup. Set your tempo somewhere around 165 to 172 BPM. Classic jungle sits nicely around 165 to 170, but anywhere in that window works. Drop in any break loop or a basic drum rock beat. It can be a placeholder. We just need context. Now create two MIDI tracks and name them clearly. Bass sub and bass mid. Cool. Step 1. Build the sub. Clean, consistent, boring in the best way. On bass sub, load operator. In operator, choose the simplest algorithm. A only. One oscillator. Set oscillator to sine. If you want a tiny bit more tone, you can try triangle, but start with sine. Now shape the amp envelope. Attack at 0 milliseconds. Decay around 300 milliseconds. Sustain all the way down, basically off. Unless you know you want held notes. Release around 50 to 120 milliseconds. This is one of those small settings that saves you from clicks, and it keeps the bass tight with the breaks. Optional but useful. Add auto filter after operator. Set it to low pass and set the cutoff around 120 Hz. Keep resonance low, around 0.7 or even lower. This is just a safety belt so your sub-track doesn't accidentally grow mid-range content later. Then add utility. Set width to 0%, full mono, and adjust gain so it hits strong but isn't clipping. A great early headroom rule, aim for your combined bass bus later to peak around -10 to -60 BFS. Jungle mixes get crowded fast, so leaving space now makes everything easier later. That's your sub rule. Clean. Mono. Stable. Step 2. The mid bass. This is the speaker glue. On bass mid, load Wavitable. Let's keep the oscillator setup simple and old-school friendly. Oscillator 1. Basic shapes. Move the position between saw and square. Start about 70% towards saw. Turn on oscillator 2. Also basic shapes. Tune osc 2 up by plus 7 semitones for a classic stacked feel. You can try plus 12 if you want it hollower, but plus 7 is a great starting point. Detune osc 2 just a little, like 10 to 20 cents. Small, we're not doing a huge supersaw. Set unison to two voices, amount around 20 to 35%, subtle. Now the amp envelope for the mid, attack around 0 to 5 milliseconds, decay 250 to 400 milliseconds, sustain around 0 to minus 6 dB, release around 80 to 150 milliseconds. Now we get to the part where jungle attitude shows up, distortion and saturation. Add saturator after wavitable. Set the mode to analog clip. Drive somewhere between plus 6 and plus 12 dB. Turn soft clip on, and then compensate output so you're not getting fooled by loudness. Teacher tip. If you don't level match, you'll always prefer the louder option even if it's worse. After saturator, add pedal. Set it to overdrive mode. Drive around 20 to 40%. Tone around 40 to 55%. Don't go too bright yet. Level to taste. What are we doing here? Conceptually, we're generating harmonics. The sub is weight, but the mid is what makes the bass line readable on laptops and phones. Now shape the tone with a filter and give it that talking, rolling movement. Add auto filter next. Set it to low pass 24. Cut off somewhere in the 200 to 800 Hz zone, and you'll set this by ear in context with drums and vocals. Resonance around 0.9 to 1.2 for a bit of bite. Now use the auto filter's envelope. This is a classic trick for old school movement without needing huge wobbles. Set envelope amount around 10 to 25%. Set envelope decay around 200 to 400 milliseconds. Roughly matching your note length. That way, each note has a consistent wah shape that feels rhythmic. Now add controlled modulation with Live 12 LFO device. Drop LFO after auto filter, or anywhere on the track, and map it to the auto filter cutoff. Choose a sine shape for smooth rolling, or random, for a slightly more old school, unstable wobble. Sync the rate to 1/8 or 1/16. Keep the amount small at first. Jungle bass tends to breathe, not dominate. Next, we clean up the low end on the mid layer so it doesn't fight the sub. At EQ8, enable a high-pass filter around 80 to 120 Hz, with a steep slope like 24 dB per octave. This step is non-negotiable. If your mid has too much low end, you get flab, less headroom, and the mix won't hit. Then add utility. Keep width mostly mono. Try 0 to 30%. If your utility has bass mono options, you can mono everything below around 120 Hz, but even without that, just keep the mid layer narrow. Now step 3. Glue sub and mid into one controllable unit. Select both bass tracks and group them. Name the group Bass Bus. On the Bass Bus, add glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds. Release on auto. Ratio 2 to 1. Lower the threshold until you see about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Just a kiss. We want them to feel like one instrument, not flattened. After that, add EQ8 on the bus. If it feels boxy, do a tiny dip around 200 to 350 Hz. If it starts masking vocals, do a tiny dip around 1 to 2.5 Khz. Tiny means tiny. 1 or 2 dB can be the difference between everything fits and why does this feel scooped. Now, quick but extremely important coach move, a 30-second phase alignment check between sub and mid. On bass mid, add a utility temporarily or use the one you already have, and try phase invert left, then phase invert right. Toggle one at a time while the sub is playing. Pick the setting that gives you more solid low mid punch, not just a louder meter reading. If it gets louder but somehow feels hollow or less weighty, go back. Trust the weight. Step 4. Make it roll like jungle with a MIDI pattern. Jungle bass lines often answer the breaks and hit the offbeats. Work in a one-bar loop. Torch your notes around F1 to A1 or adjust for your key. As a note zone, a lot of classic mid-bass readability sits around E1 to B1 depending on the track. Too low and it becomes sub-only. Too high and you start fighting snares and vocal presence. A simple pattern idea, hit on beat 1. Then a rest or a short note around 1.2. Then a little push at 1.3.3. Then a hit around 2.3. Then repeat with small variations. Keep note lengths fairly short for the mid, like 8th notes or 16th notes. For the sub, you can go slightly longer if you want, but don't let it smear across everything. Jungle feels punchy when the bass is rhythmic, not just held. And here's a huge mixing habit, a slash B in context, not in solo. A mid bass that sounds plain solo can be perfect with the break, hats, and a vocal. Build with the drums playing quietly in the background. Step 5. Sidechain. But we're doing it in a vocal-aware way. We'll do two kinds of ducking, one for drums, and one specifically for vocals so the vocal stays up front. First, duck the full bass bus to the kick or drum bus. On bass bus, add compressor. Turn on sidechain. Set audio from to your kick track, or better, your drum bus if that's how your project is set. Ratio around 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release 60 to 120 milliseconds. Lower threshold until you get about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction. If you hear obvious pumping, ease off. In jungle, we want groove and space, not a house music pump. Now the vocal specific move. On bass mid only, not the whole bass, add another compressor. Turn on sidechain. Set audio from to your vocal track, your MC shout, whatever you've got. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack 5 to 15 milliseconds. That lets consonants feel natural rather than chopped. Release 80 to 180 milliseconds. Set threshold so you're only getting 1 to 3 dB of reduction. This is subtle, but it's one of those pro-sounding separations. The vocal stays intelligible, and the sub doesn't disappear every time someone speaks. And a key teaching point. Sidechain shouldn't be your only vocal space tool. If the vocal is constantly fighting the bass, do a small static carve too. On bass min EQ8, try a gentle dip somewhere between 700 Hz and 2 Khz if the vocal has that barky, megaphone energy. If the vocal is more airy and crisp, a dip around 2 to 4 Khz might be better. Again, small. You're making room, not changing the genre. If you want an even cleaner vocal-aware trick that doesn't sound like compression pumping, here's an optional stock device upgrade. Use envelope follower. Put envelope follower on the MID track. Set its audio from to the vocal track. Map it to auto filter cutoff on the MID, but map it negatively so, when the vocal hits, the bass cutoff dips slightly darker for a moment. That creates space by changing tone, not volume. It can be ridiculously transparent. Step 6. Quick arrangement ideas so this doesn't stay a loop forever. Classic jungle structure. Intro for 8 to 16 bars with filtered breaks and maybe a teased bass with a high pass. Then a drop section, 16 to 32 bars, full bass and breaks. Then an 8-bar switch up, where you change rhythm or filter movement. Then the second drop with a variation, like a different cutoff range or LFO rate. Easiest switch up ever. Automate the MID auto filter cutoff. For drop 1, maybe you sit around 350 to 600 Hz. For the switch up, dip darker, 200 to 350 Hz. For drop 2, brighten it, maybe 500 to 900 Hz, and it'll feel like the track evolved without changing the patch. Now, common mistakes to avoid, because these are the exact things that make beginner jungle bass feel messy. If your mid layer has too much low end, you lose headroom and the bass goes flabby. High pass the MID at 80 to 120 Hz. If your bass is too wide, especially down low, it won't translate and it'll fall apart in mono. Keep it mostly mono. Widen only higher harmonics if you really need it. If you distort too hard too early, it gets fizzy and starts stealing space from hats and vocals. Distort, then filter and EQ. If your envelopes aren't shaped, notes will click or blur. Use short releases and consistent lengths. And if your sidechain is extreme, you'll hear pumping instead of groove. Aim for 2 to 5 dB for drums, 1 to 3 dB for vocals. Quick small speakers strategy, because this is how you know your mid is doing its job. After distortion, you can use a QA to lightly emphasize one harmonic area. Try a wide bell boost around 250 to 450 Hz, 1 to 2 dB, for chesty weight. Or try 700 Hz to 1.2 kHz for growl presence. Keep it subtle. Jungle is controlled tone. Also, do a fast mono compatibility check sometimes. On the master, temporarily set utility width to 0%. If your bass loses all its character, your mid layer is too wide or chorus Y, fix by narrowing it, or only widening a high-passed parallel chain.